Happy to be back home again, but I had a great experience. As I was praying about what to talk on tonight, as I've told you before, I don't have this great earth-changing, shattering testimony or anything, but God always gives me nuggets throughout my life, throughout my days, when I'm open to hear them, you know, and when I'm listening to Him. And in this journey that I went on to these kids' graduations, one girl graduated from Ole Miss, you know, all these smart, really, really, really smart kids, going on to hired to a job at Pricewaterhouse in accounting, and the other one is going to Missouri University of Science and Technology. She's going to be an engineer. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I guess I didn't get that gene. That passed me by. It just kept me thinking, you know, about my life. And when you were talking about one of the steps, talking about taking inventory of ourselves. When I take inventory about my life, I think about, okay, God, where am I? What am I doing? What am I doing for you? And this has been a question that's been on my mind a lot lately. I know God brought me here for a reason. I know I'm being obedient and fulfilling that part of it. And now as I look ahead, I'm like, okay, so now what? I'm here. What does that look like? I'd like a little preview or something. Give me a hint. Where am I going? What am I doing? What is my purpose in life? Okay, I'm a manicurist. Okay, but it's like, I just feel kind of not stuck. I've been real peaceful lately, but it's almost like too peaceful. What does God have for me? And I started thinking about these kids over there, these smart, smart kids. And all of a sudden, the enemy is so good. He loves to take he knows what's going to hurt us. You know, he knows us so well. And he starts at the back of my mind again with those lies. I mean, you're not smart enough. You're stupid. You're not intelligent enough to go to school. You're this, you're that. And all these old tapes kept playing around in my head. And I was sharing them with my niece. And it was, first she got really mad at me, of course, in saying that. But she started pointing out things that I have done in my life. Maybe they weren't scholastic things, but they were things that I accomplished in my life. And she started pointing them out to me. Well, yeah, I guess I did do that. And yeah, I guess I did do that too. And she goes, you have accomplished stuff. You're just so used to believing the lies that the enemy kept trying to tell me. That my father used to tell me, my ex-husband used to tell me, that you're not smart enough. In fact, I just remembered something. You know, throughout this whole process, it's like peeling onions, layers of onions. And one of the things is to get to the core, to the root of our problems. And one of the things that God reminded me of is that one of my sisters used to tell me that because I was fat, I was stupid. So then all of a sudden that opens up a whole other thing in my mind. Those two things go together. And that's how I used to think of myself. So then my niece encouraged me to do something that really made me step out of my box. She gave me a computer. She goes, under one condition. She goes, I want you to look into online classes. Anything. Anything, just to further yourself. So I'm in the process of doing that. I don't know what yet, but I'm just in the process. But I said, but God, but what do you have for me to do for you? I want to serve God. I just don't know in what capacity. So I come home, and I get not one confirmation, but two confirmations to what God has been doing in my life. So I was reading in Acts about the Apostle Paul and how he goes out, you know, to minister to all those people that didn't know Jesus. And so I think it was Acts 20. Paul was talking, and he was talking to somebody, and it says, Paul always made it a priority to strengthen and encourage, teach and love on as many of God's people that he could. God's tapping on my shoulder. Irene, knock, knock, knock. That's you. That's my gift, to strengthen and encourage other people. That's what I do. And I don't mean that in a, ooh, look, I'm so good. I, you know, I'm, That's not what it is, because that's the old me would believe that. But this is something that God has taught me, that I have that gift to strengthen and encourage, because I want to walk alongside with people and help them out as much as I can. So, as Paul is, I am determined to finish God's assignment with excellence. So that's part of my assignment. It doesn't have to be, I don't have to be an evangelist, a theologian. I'm definitely not Beth Moore or Joyce Meyer, or I can't write books. But I don't have to be. I can be the best Irene that God created to be. Whatever that looks like, but if that's my gift, I want to use it to the best of my ability. So with Paul, when things got tough, Paul kept going. He didn't stop. He would not quit. Despite increasing opposition, he persevered with great courage and determination. That's what I want to do. I want people to be able to look at me when, at the end of my days, and say, look at her. She had determined in Christ. It wasn't me. It was Christ in me that did that. In Acts 20:22, it says Paul was compelled by the Spirit. I feel that that's where I'm at in my life, being compelled by the Spirit to push on, to persevere, to keep going, not to stop. Because Paul focused on God's purposes and not on the emotions of the moment, which is, I'm really good at doing that. Really good, sometimes to a fault. And, you know, or my future circumstances, that's where I was going to this time. I'm like, oh, what's ahead for me, you know? He was able to stay strong and steady. And that's what I want to do. I want to stay strong and steady. In Philippians 3:12, where is it? It's right here. It says, yes, but I press on. I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. I want to press on. That's my intention. And in 4:13, of course, we all know that I can do everything through him who gives me strength. And on that note, the second confirmation that I got in all this, I happened to read one of my devotions, and it led me to this blog this lady has, and it really spoke to my heart a lot. And here it comes. So this is God speaking to me, really, and he could be speaking to you as well. Has anyone ever told you that you're irreplaceable? There is no one on earth exactly like you. God created you with a plan and a purpose in mind, and no one but you can fulfill that mission. Perhaps the circumstances of life have buried your hopes and dreams and left you feeling insignificant. Maybe success, as defined by society, has left you empty and unfulfilled. The truth is, this is God's truth, that you are amazing, and you have the power within to live life victoriously through Jesus Christ. Whether you're young or old, if you are breathing, you have a purpose. I am passionate about sharing the love and power of Jesus with others so they may find lasting fulfillment and purpose in their everyday life. Over time, I have witnessed lives being destroyed by shame and guilt. I have worked with many who have gained much worldly success but have not laid hold of their life's purpose. For others, addictions have taken them captive, leading them down the road to devastation, while doubt and unbelief have paralyzed the masses into complacency. It's time to take a stand and right the wrongs. It's time to say enough. Enough lies, enough self-condemnation, enough lack, enough sickness, enough status quo, enough powerlessness and hopelessness. Jesus came that we may have life and have life abundantly. I am committed to living life passionately for God's glory and empowering others to do the same. It's time to redefine the word worth in our world. Your net worth is not your dollar amount. Your net worth is found in God. The things that truly matter, love, joy, peace, kindness, and goodness, all have value which the world cannot measure. God takes all these things into high regard. I love this quote. I'd love to get this on a t-shirt or something. Man limits, God empowers. Man shames, God exalts. Man condemns, and God forgives. Man hates, and God loves. Man curses and God blesses. That spoke volumes to me, and I'm just praying that God will speak to you in your heart as you take inventory of your lives.